In urban areas like St. Louis, rain will pick up everything from gasoline that's leaked onto roads to fertilizer applied on lawns. All of that creates a mess that flows into our lakes and streams, polluting our environment. In our latest story for our collaborative reporting project, Curious Lewis, one resident asked what's being done locally to reduce stormwater runoff. St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen reports.
Balla, Missouri resident Clarice Hutchins lives up on a steep hill surrounded by woods. The first thing I noticed is that her front yard isn't a manicured green lawn. Instead, there are shrubs, cattails, and piles of rocks.
We filled everything with native landscaping, you know, trees, shrubs, and really minimized the amount of turf, because turf basically allows all the stormwater to run off.
What Hutchins is describing is a rain garden, a garden that's built to absorb rainwater. Hutchins is also an environmental scientist. In school, she learned that stormwater catches all the debris and chemicals we put into our environment and carries them into lakes and streams. Too much stormwater can also make flooding worse.
We take our dogs for walks every day in Castlewood Park. It doesn't even take a very big rain, and you just see the banks bursting.
Her concerns have led her to wonder about local efforts to reduce stormwater runoff. In St. Louis, the Metropolitan Sewer District maintains the metro area's stormwater system. The MSD has also done some rainscaping in recent years. Rainscaping includes efforts to reduce stormwater, like rain gardens and rain barrels. That's to comply with a 2011 settlement of a Clean Water Act lawsuit. MSD spokesperson Lance Lacombe says rainscaping can help address problems like sewage overflows.
It helps us in the wastewater side of our business because it's holding back rainwater from getting into the sewer system that handles both wastewater and stormwater through the same pipe.
But Lacombe says the MSD has little control over where development takes place. Those decisions can make stormwater runoff and flooding worse for residents. In the Deer Creek watershed, which covers much of St. Louis County, about three-quarters of the land is occupied by single-family homes. Carla Wilson, project manager for the Deer Creek Watershed Alliance, has encouraged many residents to build rain gardens.
The idea is to change the way people think about landscaping their yards, because most people think that a lawn is what a yard should look like.
I met Wilson at Lockwood Park in Webster Groves, where her organization has done some rainscaping. The place is full of tall prairie grasses. Wilson says native plants, like prairie grass, are the best at absorbing rainwater and improving water quality.
Native plants are more adapted to this climate and environment, and so they will require less inputs, less watering, but more importantly, less pesticide and fertilizer.
Rain gardens can also capture the first inch of rainfall, and that can help with minor flooding, but they're not big enough to deal with heavy rains. Wilson says that it costs about $10 to $15 per square foot to build a rain garden. Homeowners can apply for financial assistance from the MSD, but funding is limited to residents in northern and eastern St. Louis. For Clarice Hutchins, building a rain garden is one of the better decisions she's made. After the first year, she barely had to maintain it.
Like, I come down here once or twice a year and I do a little weeding because we don't put any chemicals on it, and just let it self-fertilize and regenerate.
She hopes that more people will share her concerns over runoff and that they'll be inspired to make changes to their front yards too. I'm Eli Chen, St. Louis Public Radio.